Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mitch texted me. He said he needs a decision before 1 o'clock today. So
Mitch is laying down laws now.
Well, I mean, he wants to know what he's doing with the ticket. He was very nice about it.
It's a nice thing to do. You've been leaving a little hanging here. At least I let him know right away.
I know. At least you just crushed his hopes and dreams right away.
I'm not going, Mitch.
I like you.
I didn't say I'm not going with Mitch.
No, you said I'm not going, Mitch.
Oh, yeah.
You said all of us.
I didn't feel the comma there.
You're not going to miss us at all if we do go?
Dude, there's going to be a big part of me that's going to wish that I was there. Like, especially if Soto butchers the ball in right field, which he has been known to do.
I mean, we're going to be right in the middle of the action if we go. Hoff is going.
I'm not saying it's an easy call, but Nick playoff over everything. Knicks versus everybody.
BT and Sal on the fan. So anyway, if he needs the decision before 1, maybe we'll do something around 12:40 or so. Hussein is calling from West New York. What's up, Hussein?
What's up, guys? Thank you for taking my call, man. I was at the watch party last night at the Garden, but listen, the panic needs to stop. You know, the Knicks are not going to blow a 3-1 series. However, a lot of cleaning up that we got to do. We got to be more consistent. We got to be more of the dominant team if we do want to make a run in the Eastern Conference Finals and make it to the Finals, because you saw what the Pacers did. The defense needs to step up. The laziness needs to stop. The dumb fouls by Karl-Anthony Towns, I mean, it's just insane. We got to do a better job guarding the screens a little bit better, right? Hedging, switching, getting up on the shots, stop giving up open shots, because we're tired of seeing that. We need to go back to the hard-nosed basketball that we're used to seeing by the Knicks. So we need to be more physical offensively, and Karl-Anthony Towns, one of the most skilled big men in the league, but we got to see it. But anyways, we all need to relax, right? Including my friend, my good friend Anthony Izzo. He's going through it right now after this loss last night. And all the callers and all the Knicks fans around, we need to do, you know, we'll be okay.
I hope so. We'll be okay. I really do. Listen, it could be an amazing story, or it could be an absolutely devastating story.
Oh, don't even go
No,
there.
I'm not. I'm going to end it there. I'm just saying, but it could be. We got to be realistic, dude. It could be absolute euphoria, or it could be one of the toughest kicks to the stomach that we've gone through in it. Really, I mean, maybe since Ewing's missed finger roll
with
as a Knicks fan.
Well,
dude, you're up 3-1. Tatum's out. You're coming back home, and you don't win
the Heat suspension series. Yeah,
but that was before that. No, sorry. I'm talking about the
Ewing finger roll. Definitely finger roll.
Then, of course, absolutely. Right. With Charlie Ward and PJ Brown.
Dude, the Ewing finger roll. I remember. I think I told you the story before. I remember going outside. I was so frustrated watching that game. Was probably Sunday afternoon, because I just feel like it was in the daytime.
It was definitely a weekend, because I had a baseball game and I got the news from somebody in the dugout, but I wanted to set the story. It was definitely a weekend.
I watched it. I couldn't believe it.
Yep.
I went outside and lowered the rim and was just jamming the crap out of the basketball, just like out of frustration dunks.
Uh-huh.
Came back in and called Bill Daughtry on the fan to vent about
it. Are you serious? Yeah. I love that. That's good. And Bill, you got on? You got on the air?
I do recall getting on. I don't remember what I said or anything like that. But, yeah, I called to vent. I'm pretty sure. Hope I'm not crossing wires here.
Yeah,
but
no, that sometimes sure happens. Understood.
But then the Heat series where Ewing got suspended, that was...
Well, to me, Was that game six at the Garden when they had a couple of the suspensions kicked in? There was a moment where they obviously played with a very fractured team because of the suspensions.
Right.
And I actually, and the Knicks tried to come out, and they played galvanized for a while. And that's what I expected from the Celtics last night. You know, and then even more so because these Celtics are champions, and those Knicks, while they were close, were not. I just think that the possibility of what could become and what could not become are such a stark contrast. Like last year, we can condition ourselves. OG's hamstring, Mitch is hurt. All right.
Yeah. No, this would be the opposite.
This would be the exact opposite. A quick question. Hussein said something. I don't know the answer. It's probably more of an Evan thing. But Hussein said that he went to the watch party.
He did?
At the Garden. Okay, yeah, he did say that very quickly. Hoff, maybe if you know, you could jump in. How do you, and I believe that they're free. I believe Dolan made it free for everybody, which is awesome. How do you actually get into the Garden to do the watch party?
You have to buy a ticket.
No. I think Dolan made it free.
Free for everybody? Just go in?
I don't know if they're for season ticket. That's what I'm asking. I don't know.
Watch parties, I'm pretty sure you had to buy a ticket.
You did,
for.
But I heard from somebody that this particular one, because the prices are so exorbitant, that this was, I could be wrong, this is what I heard, that this is a way of Dolan's, this is Dolan's way of doing something, you know,
doing good by the fit,
which would be amazing. And even if they're not, he doesn't have to make them free. It's still a business. But that, like, I would never, like, go to Yankee Stadium or if I'm a Mets fan, Citi Field and, like, watch. But to me, there's something possibly appealing about watching a Nick Road playoff game at the Garden with, and it's not 20,000, maybe 10,000 people. 100%.
I don't know if I'd do it now, but me back then, 1,000% I would do that. You know, Rangers in 1994 to watch them in Vancouver for game six.
Did they do that back in 94?
I'm pretty sure they did do that, yeah.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure that they did. And then, you know, same thing. Going to watch your team on the road with all of the Knick fans in the Garden. I love that idea.
But how do you get in there? Is it like a lottery? I'm genuinely curious. It's awesome.
I honestly don't know the answer. I thought it would have been buying a ticket, but if he's giving away for free.
I heard. Could be off. That's what I heard.
Maybe the season ticket holder or something. There's got to be some kind of way.
Dolan say to himself, hey, everybody likes me now. Let me keep throwing it on Vic here.
You see the video of him throwing the basketball out the window to some kid?
Out of the car? I mean, he is on the repair tour. He's a hero. He's kept his beak out of the business, which is all we wanted.
Right.
Like he's done it with the Rangers. Like, again, this is another topic. I'm not to turn it into the conversation necessarily, but, you know, Dolan was always a good owner for the Rangers. He cut the checks. He got out of the way, let the hockey people do their job. The frustration with us as Knick fans is he always spent money, tried to get LeBron.
Yeah.
He always tried to do that stuff. He always tried to win, but the thing that killed me with him was the Donnie Walsh thing. When they were going in the right direction, then he kind of intercepted things a bit, but he is laid out for a couple years, and we appreciate that.
I'm with you. I think Dolan gets a bad rap for the most part. And I know there was some stuff that went on, whatever, at the Garden. I'm talking about basketball-wise. He always got a bad rap because he always tried. I think the number one thing you could ask for as a fan is to have an owner that cares and tries to build a winner. He just wasn't hiring the right people.
Whether it was Phil.
And by the way, there were a lot of people who said, hey, hire Phil Jackson.
Yep.
He did. He's like, what do you want me to do? I hired this guy. I hired that guy. It's just not working here.
I know.
So it wasn't from a lack of effort. And he happened to hire the right guy in Leon Rose. And yes, the Donnie Walsh stuff, that bothered me too. Because he got in the way, or at least those are the reports that he got in the way on that Melo trade.
Of what was going to happen anyway, the Knicks would not have had to give up the assets. But greedy Carmelo had to get all the money up front.
Which is why you and I maybe have an issue with Carmelo. Hoff, you have an answer to this?
Yeah, so it sounds like it's free. I'm sure there's a secondary market for the tickets, which I've saw them people selling for like $15. But the suites are available, but those suites are still about $8,000 to $13,000.
Okay, do you know how to get them? So they are free. So I was right.
On the website. Like once they become available, you can just, I guess, try to apply on
so
the website.
So it's like a lottery. First come, first serve. That's great. Good job by the Garden with that. Free? Nice.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Anthony's in Mineola. What's up, Ant?
What's up, guys? How's everybody doing?
Good. How are you?
Hey, bud.
Oh, I'm not good at all. Couple of points here. You know, these guys, they're just ripping old Band-Aids off from the past, and I hate myself because, you know, me as a Knicks fan, we just expect the worst. Let me finish.
Okay.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Last night was their worst game of the year. Like, I mean, Cat reminds me of, like, a mixture of George Mirasan and Manute Bol.
Got no foot. Come on, man.
Hey, BT, yeah. I respect you, brother. I love you to death. I know you know Bol.
I got you.
But how do you not have any footwork?
I don't know,
dude. How are you not in the post? How do you have a 3-inch vertical?
Like, I don't know. Well, let me just, hold on.
You can't compare him though to Manute Bol and George Mirasan.
Wait. You know why? You know why I do that? If you remember correctly, Manute used to shoot threes.
He did, yes.
And he used to shoot them really well.
Well,
right?
A little overstated, but he didn't take too many. But no, yeah, I remember him shooting them. I do.
Yeah, but back then, right? Whatever.
Yeah.
Now this guy is being, for Christ's sake, he's being guarded by Al Horford and some guy named Cornette who didn't get drafted. And he's getting punked on the board.
He was on the Knicks too, Cornette. But I got to push back on the one thing, Anna. And I love the passion. I do. But the 3-inch vertical is not his fault. Like there are.
Oh no!
Wait,
hold on. BT, I get that.
Okay.
I get what you're saying.
Okay.
I get what you're saying, and you're right. Aesthetically, you're right.
Yeah.
But the game four. Remember that play where he elbowed Horford, got called for the offensive foul. He should be. Do you remember yesterday, Al Horford in the low post? He elbowed Brunson 3 times in the chest and laid it up.
Yes, he did.
That's Cat has to have that mentality. Al Horford is old enough to be his father. Like, what are we doing?
He doesn't have that mentality, Anthony. He never will, buddy. We wish that he had that. He's got some talent. There's no doubt. And I know that you know the answer to this because, like, I know you know a ball. Do you actually think we're going to wake up and tomorrow night, and if they win that, into the Pacers, and if they win that, into the finals, wherever this road takes us, that Karl Anthony Towns is suddenly going to transform into what we want him to be? Now, the answer is no. I'll answer for myself. That doesn't mean he's not going to have some great nights where he's 25, 28, 31 points, but he can't change his demeanor consistently. He could have a moment, throws an elbow, bangs into somebody, yokes it down in somebody's face and flexes. Like, yeah, that would be... But it's not inherently who he is.
I think the hope has to be that the matchups become more favorable to where you can get him more involved to what he does well, which is not having the ball down low in the post with those high elbows playing out of control. I mean, we've given him the excuse, well, the Pistons are really physical series. And I know he had a big game in that, whatever it was, game four or whatever. Like, okay, yeah, fine. The Pistons are physical. Okay, fine. Oh, the move down low, too. I mean, he's got...
Mm-hmm.
He's
here and there.
Yeah.
Here and there.
We need to see it more often.
We won't.
I do think that when the matchups become... Like, Celtics also a very good defensive team.
But they're not physical. KP's not even playing. Yeah. And Horford's 40 years old, and he's 5 inches shorter.
I don't know if the Pacers are going to be able to handle Cat. Maybe that's a better matchup in that series. Again, who knows what the West will bring. But look, I know what you're saying, but for the Knicks to win a championship, for the Knicks to get to an NBA Finals, they're going to have the guy that is their second-best player have more of an imprint on this postseason.
Listen, nobody wants to hear it, but the Knicks do not have the pieces to win a championship. They don't.
The hope, though, BT, is that we've seen teams before the first team that comes to mind to me, no, they win a championship, but the 2015 Mets. I never thought that that team was good enough to be a World Series team. Watching them throughout the course of the season, they were too top-heavy. The pitching was loaded. No lineup. Okay, yeah, they get Cespedes, they take off. I never really believed that was a World Series team. Just the opposite of 2006. I thought it was a World Series caliber team. Obviously, they didn't get there. Sometimes, and we've seen it with other teams that have won championships, you could go to football. I didn't think the Rams, who beat the Bengals a couple years ago in the Super Bowl, were a real legit Super Bowl winning team. But circumstances led to them getting there, and they took advantage of it.
Mm-hmm.
We could say that, and I'm with you. I don't think the Knicks have the heart of a champion. I don't think their pieces fit perfectly just yet to go win a championship. However, because of the circumstances, like, you tell me you wouldn't think they could beat the Pacers if they advance here?
The circumstances are the only reason why I have hope.
Okay, but that's still a part of it.
I agree.
And the circumstances are that if they win one more game at home Friday, or game seven, but let's say Friday, they're going to have home court against the Pacers, who, even if things aren't perfect, they could still beat the Pacers in a best of seven. And then you're in the NBA Finals, you're four wins away from a team who's not going to be an impossible beat. This is not the 70-win Warriors here.
Mm-hmm.
This is not the LeBron prime, you know, Lakers.
I'm with you, like, on that.
The Thunder are good. There's no real Robux. So I know what you're saying, and I agree with you. But circumstances may say, hey, maybe a team that's less than can win this year.
Sometimes you got to get a little lucky, you know, and that's a great thing. They've got a little lucky. I don't want to say injuries, but, you know, circumstances, to be fair to Jason Tatum. And they got to kick the door in right now, and you'd like to see it. What should not be optional is focus, toughness, and effort. And too often with this team, it ain't there. Although I hope it comes back Friday.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.